Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you. prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And what is that, Frank? Frank says he was having technical problems. And that's okay. I didn't know it. I don't think the listeners knew it either. Keep plugging on there, Frank. We're just going to move ahead. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're about empowerment, so thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. In the first part of the show, we have some updates on the COVID vaccines and the drug company, so get a little into that. We're also going to be kind of staying a little bit on the theme of vaccines and talk about myth or fact with regard to vaccines, what science actually has to say about that, and some common problems that you may or may not know that are associated with the scientific world of vaccines. We're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. Yes, I'm lifting up my prayers to heaven so the Lord can hear me, because he hears the voices of the faithful, and so I encourage you to seek the Lord's face. So today's devotional puts us in, let's see, Romans 8. It says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Then we go to Philippians 4. It says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." And Romans 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's right. We have peace. We have hope. We have faith. And you can't please God unless you have those things. So mind the time to grow short. Seek the Lord's face. That is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, it looks like Keele University, I believe this is over in the UK, they have canceled some research that they have been doing for a long time. This was the research of Dr. Christopher Exley. He's kind of an expert for decades on bioorganic chemistry of aluminum. Actually, he was doing some research to better understand aluminum's role in neurodegenerative diseases. He has also been published in several journal articles regarding aluminum and Alzheimer's and things like that, over 200 peer-reviewed publications for this guy. So somebody got to the folks at the university and said, hey, we're stopping all that because, you know, this could lead to him finding out the aluminum in vaccines is causing problems in children. So I'm sure that's what's happened. Moving along in the quack report,
We're going to cover a little bit more of this in detail, where Pfizer executives are admitting that they want to make a profit off the COVID vaccine. It's not all about humanitarian efforts, apparently. So the financial officer of Pfizer says we should all expect an increase in the price of our COVID vaccines in the near future. They explain that the current price of the coronavirus vaccine has been driven by the pandemic state and by the needs of certain governments around the world, but once the pandemic is not a pandemic anymore, and we'll get into that in a little bit, you're going to see those prices go up. And last but not least in the Quack Report, Norwegian doctor says AstraZeneca's COVID-19 jab vaccine causes deadly blood clots. Yeah, this was a report out of the European Magazine Agency. They're saying the University of Oxford vaccine AstraZeneca with their COVID-19 has a problem. This is Professor Andre Holm. He's the chief physician and professor at Norwegian News. And he says that AstraZeneca... He says our theory is that the powerful immune adjuvants within the vaccine has caused the vaccine to create a blood platelet issue, causing these reactions and deadly blood clots to the brain and heart. So, we've been reporting on that a little while back, but, you know, they're coming out little by little. It's coming out. So do your homework on all those vaccines, please, before you agree to anything. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okie dokie. So let's talk about what we're going to see here in the near future with regards to your COVID vaccines. Is it plague of prophets? I would say so, because we know that we will experience more pandemics as governments determine that they are excellent tools, actually, to use for political agendas, and that's what we're seeing. So we heard that the people of the UK cannot travel outside their country unless the government determines they have a good reason to leave, all because of the pandemic. So who decides what the good reason is really not clear, but I believe I heard that travel for business purposes would be acceptable, but traveling to visit relatives would be not acceptable. Now, the UK is also working on ushering in their vaccine passports, which is, I hear, the younger generation, even in the US, thinks that's kind of trendy. That's a trendy idea. Really? Well, how these planned pandemics will work and how they work out, you know, to make very dynamic changes, actually, in our way of life is taking shape right now. So all facets of life will be touched by a plague of prophets. So let's get into it. There's a pandemic pricing environment that people aren't aware of. According to Farce Pharma, they report that the COVID vaccines are being purchased by governments and offered at a nominal charge to patients in around $39. In the U.S. market, that's what it is, $39 for the COVID vaccine. So this will soon change, they're saying, because the drug companies want to cash in on the plague. So we are to expect that sometime, probably the summer, right before the fall, the price of the vaccines is going to jump to $150 to $175. So if patients will pay $200 per dose for the Pfizer pneumonia vaccine, then you can bet that they're going to pay that or even more for the COVID one. So to justify the cost, the drug companies will market the vaccines as a life preserver against the deadly COVID virus. However, we're told that the vaccine doesn't protect you from getting COVID, but should prevent you from dying should you get COVID. So this virus is so common that most of the planet has been exposed to it, and it's a problem for a minority, not a majority of people. But the spin will attempt to turn it into this boogeyman so people will, you know, run scared and pay for the vaccine. So the pricing margins on COVID must be impressive if drug companies are going to manufacture vaccines for whatever pandemic the political climate needs to launch. And you got to remember, pandemics are random in nature and are often rare. Yet our modern world has had seen several pandemics being used as political pawns since the 1970s. Here is a quote from John LaMattina. He's a healthcare journalist, former pharmaceutical executive, obviously, and he says this: a sudden dramatic increase in the cost of the vaccine will certainly damage the industry's image, almost like the industry would be performing a bait-and-switch operation, end of quote. Well, I don't think they care about that, John. They care about the bottom line and their, you know, investors. So let's look at the pandemic overhead, because what the people are going to hear in the news to justify this jump in price from the humanitarian effort to the money-making machine is that the drug companies had extreme overhead. They were dealing with so much stress and so much cost during the pandemic when they were making the vaccine. They have to recoup those prices, those costs. So they had increases, they're going to say, in output, factory space, production costs, etc. But what the public doesn't understand is that Pfizer only created the vaccine in their research labs, and the actual manufacturing of the millions of doses is being outsourced to a third party. So Pfizer did not have to increase their warehouse space or add more employees. They contracted that out for a fraction of the profit margin. So moving to the future, let's see what happens here. As we experience repeated pandemics, it will become so common that people won't even think it's strange to pay $200 for the latest vaccine and maybe add a stamp to their vaccine passport. That's what they're hoping anyway. Here's another quote from Frank. He says this. This is not John. This is Frank DeMelio. He's a CEO of Pfizer. He says, moving into the future after the pandemic period, Pfizer is going to get more on price and will increase output on the production costs per unit. And these are extraordinary times, and our pricing will reflect that, end of quote. Uh-huh. So notice, after the pandemic period, I want you to remember that phrase for just a few minutes. Pfizer did not take government funds to develop the vaccine, whereas some of the other drug companies did receive financial assistance. So governments did negotiate also the price down on the vaccines from the drug companies, but it was for a limited time. So here is the breakdown on the vaccine cost per dose by the drug companies. Pfizer's cost is $19.50. Moderna is $15. Novavax is $16. Johnson & Johnson, $10. AstraZeneca is $4. But I want you to remember the devil's also very much in the details. So remember what I said about pandemic period? Well, drug companies have provisional inclusions or clauses in their agreements. Yep. And these agreements are how, you know, the purchasing is done, how many batches are being sold, and so forth on the vaccines. So AstraZeneca actually required the third-party manufacturers of the vaccine to include in their agreements that the company has the right to declare when the pandemic ends, and thus this affects pricing. So the drug companies are going to declare when this pandemic has come to an end, and the governments and the media all have to follow suit. Has nothing to do with science, has nothing to do with, you know, the virus has run its course, has to do with profits. And that's something. So it may look bad if a drug company makes a profit during the pandemic, but after it's over, they can make a profit and still keep their humanitarian face mask. Isn't that nice? I'm sorry to burst anybody's bubble out there, but that's the reality of it. That is the stark reality. Making merchandise out of the people. On a pandemic that's not really as bad as you're being told it is. It's not even a pandemic, you know. Did anybody ever call the flu, the regular influenza pandemic? No, they just said it was the flu season. And here we are into a year of this thing. And if you caught my previous show where I said they expect 180 million people to be dead in America. So let's like almost half the population of America be dead from this vaccine within 2 years. If they want to reduce the population, if it's being used as a population reduction, 500 million they need. We got 6 or 7 more of these plandemics to get through. So, yeah, you're going to see a vaccine passport. And the British are already saying if you want to get back to normal living, you're going to have a vaccine and a passport. If you want to live normally. So, I don't know, Frank, could this all be the mark of the beast? You know, because I guess they could put the passport on a chip and you wouldn't have to have it, you know, in your wallet. You know? Vaccine to buy, sell, or trade. Interesting concept, isn't it? How this thing can turn. Well, you know, we see things quickly developing in this area of more mandates on vaccines and making it more difficult to reject them. So I'm not really a big advocate of any kind of vaccine. I prefer, you know, to take God's word for his promise that his herbs are here for the service of man to protect us and the healing of the nations, and we know God can't lie. So if you believe that, if you live by that, then a vaccine would be totally out of the picture. And this is why, you know, I think they want to get rid of the Bible and Christians. So keep your immune system strong. It's God's protective shield for you. Don't let a vaccine destroy it, because that's what vaccines do. They cause autoimmune disease, autism, and a whole slew of neurological problems. And now we have vaccines causing blood clots, aneurysms, pulmonary and cardio, and all kinds of aneurysms. So call the folks at Apothecary. You know, they have a pandemic kit. And they have a whole line of immune support herbs. And you'll be surprised how powerful you are with God's promise and the tools to use and execute that promise. It's amazing stuff. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And, you know, get their free catalog. They have a free product catalog. You can get that. And it's if you haven't gotten your catalog, if you've requested, they're working on it as fast as they can. They're getting like 500 catalog requests a week. So they're working on it. If you haven't gotten it, be patient. You can also download the catalog from, if you go to the website and you put the catalog in your shopping cart and check out for free, you'll get a receipt in your email with a download link, and you can download it and have it on your computer, so you have that handy. They're also having their spring sale, so this is a good time to stock up on whatever it is you need and save 25% on orders of $50 or more. You want to use the coupon code SPRING21 when you order, either online, over the phone, or on your order form, but you want to make sure you get your order together by the 4th of April. The sale ends on April 4th, so don't delay. And restrictions do apply on the sale. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and get empowered. So if you, a lot of people call and ask, you know, can we get some more information? This is just great stuff. Well, sign up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. If you have email, get a newsletter. It's free, and you get a lot of this healthy information in your email each and every week. You can share it with family and friends and empower somebody else. So taking the power back is what it is. Just not standing your ground. We got to stand our ground. That's what we're supposed to do. Because the light chases away the darkness. Because light and darkness can't coexist. Just can't. Not happening. So be that light. Okay? Be that light. So we're going to talk about what evidence-based science is talking about here. Is it fact or myth? Is science more myth? Is it more fact? Are we following the facts in science? I don't know. Sometimes you have to wonder these days. So we've been hearing a lot that scientific research, especially on viruses, are often more deadly than even the bacteria that we come in contact with, because the viruses are smaller microbes than bacteria, more likely to mutate and cause more infections than the bacteria can. So the influenza virus, for instance, has been touted to be the most virulent of diseases. So science has been, you know, kind of telling us for decades that what we think they know about viruses, and often, you know, mention their germ therapy theory in the media. Well, let's take a look and see really what it actually science has discovered about viruses. So there are some research myths. People in general, including scientists, often assume things and, you know, take a theory that has not really been proven yet and make it into an established code within the science, which is the wrong thing to do. So there is such a thing as fundamental research, but what if such research is not really carried out correctly or even done at all? For example, the general public is under the impression that science has discovered what pathogens really are, and they are our enemies. Well, science likes to tell us how a particular disease will infect us. Has such fundamental research been done to establish this statement? Has science really cracked the code of microbiology and the viruses? Has science proven that all that we would be healthier maybe without any of these microbes at all in our lives, which, you know, tend to stimulate our immune defenses? Yeah, if you don't make your immune system work, you don't have one. Oh, I can see by the clock we're a little run long on this segment, so we're going to come back with more information right after this.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back on Herb Talk. Thanks, Frank. Oh, we are talking about, is evidence-based science really fact or myth? And right before the break, we were talking about some of these viruses, you know, what science says they are, and do we really believe them? Have they ever done any of these studies to actually convince us scientifically that it is what they say they are? So if we listen to the media, we think, you know, a flu virus is an extraordinary lethal pathogen. So the media is doing a good job of creating fear and is simply saying the word influenza and everybody panics. So is the fear warranted? Well, people who have various reasons do not want to be, you know, vaccinated, let's say with flu shots, and they're made out to be a threat to society, and they're characterized as being a conspiracy nut or even criminal. So the herd immunity issue has been thrown around. Has that been proven scientifically, or is it false? Well, here is a quote from a review that says, there are many different flu viruses that are not influenza A strains, in which the flu vaccines target A strain, and many viruses can contribute to symptoms identical to those attributed to influenza A. Without laboratory tests, doctors don't know if you really have influenza viruses or not. Flu vaccines are at least 10% at best effective, they said. End of quote. So 10% effectiveness is really not what is promoted to the masses on any of these flu shots. This brings us to the question on any of the new stuff and the hastily made stuff that are called flu vaccines. So scientific medicine promotes influenza vaccines as the best fix any human can ascertain. And we're told vaccines will deliver powerful immunity, and it implies protection from disease. And aggressive influenza vaccine campaigns use terms suggesting it's life or death. Here is a quote from Green Med Info. Quote, the public has been conditioned to understand that the word immunization equals efficiency, and non-vaccinators are considered anti-immunity. Instead, what they actually are is pro-immunity and unwilling to subject themselves to their healthy or their healthy children to what has become an unavoidably unsafe medical procedure based only on theoretical benefits. So where's the science proven the benefits? Well, they don't have any. 10% effective is not a vaccine by legal definition. That's right, Frank. Yeah. So, of course, now they're saying the COVID vaccine, the spin is it won't protect you from getting COVID. It'll keep you from dying should you contract COVID. Well, I don't know if that's completely accurate either. Where's the science on that? They don't have it because it's an experimental vaccine.
You're the experiment right now. The world is the experiment. Well, let's look at the flu architecture. Now, in 2014, a study in the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health stated that many viruses are complex, difficult to analyze. So science is saying they have no clue about viruses as they have too much detail to sift through to get an idea of their structure and how their mechanisms actually work. So they may be able to identify a few proteins, but they have no scientific evidence to support how those proteins work. And viruses have a ton of host-dependent features. Viruses from different animal species, like bird flu, for instance, or bat flu, like COVID, have different protein compositions. So according to GreenMed Info, the study proves that science has not covered the depths of influenza molecules to actually know what the strains are composed of. Regarding flu viruses, science does not know such things as a full characterization of the proteins of flu viruses or where influenza proteins are derived from. So no such comprehensive research has been previously performed, even after billions of dollars was poured into this research and it's been spent, all this money gone, and it's on creating influenza vaccines that, you know, don't really have any scientific backing. So science is saying viruses are not just strings of DNA and RNA. It's kind of ironic, really, when they say DNA and RNA are living, but viruses are dead nucleic acids or virion compounds that need a living host to replicate in. So the virus can't infect a living organism without the components of proteins, lipids, and extra nucleic acids that are not viral in origin at all. So the virus itself cannot cause harm unless it taps into the living host. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about ghost viruses. I'm not talking about the ones that disappear. We can't talk about those. But, what are you saying, Frank? Frank's saying something. Let me see what you're saying, Frank. Frank says, why keep pondering what this is not? So if anyone is injured by what they directly, people can't sue the pharmaceutical companies anymore. They got that, exemption status, so they can do what they want. They can even tell you when a pandemic's over, Frank. Well, what the study is saying is that viruses are void as far as being lethal until they become in contact with a biological material from a host like yourself, and therefore it takes on the genetic composition of the host. So it is therefore impossible to make an antiviral vaccine because everybody's DNA is different. So think about how drug companies make flu vaccines by incubating the pathogen on chicken eggs or animal kidneys. The virus picks up the animal genetic composition, and then that's what's injected into humans. And that is completely useless from a genetic nucleic acid protein standpoint. So there is going to be, dozens of foreign proteins found in the avian flu influenza vaccines that science believes, in theory, will produce antigens in humans, resulting in antibody immunity. Well, and we just found out from a Dr. Clausen just the other day that he found, 16 proteins in the Pfizer vaccine that are scary to him. It causes prion disease. Oh, I think science knows just enough to be dangerous, right? Oh, yeah, I don't think 007 is the only one that has a license to kill. Well, here is GreenMed again. They say clearly Clearly there has been no safety testing and no testing for cross reaction. This opens up Pandora's box of potential problems that have never been analyzed since it was never understood in the first place. to be clear, influenza viruses are theoretically dependent upon host for a transmissibility and immunogeneticity standpoint. And ironically, the only thing that influenza may be capable of killing is germ theory itself, they said. So influenza viruses also are impacted by your genetic code. So influenza in one person will react differently in another person. And this is what Dr. Clausen was saying. This is to protect, you know, from mass, you know, die-off of the human race. But when you get a RNA vaccine injected into you, he said, that can change your protein code, your messenger code, and therefore everybody will be susceptible to a specific protein from a pathogen that can wipe out millions of people then, if they're changing your genetic code that way with a vaccine. Scary stuff, isn't it? So how the virus will traffic or spread and how long it survives is really affected by a host that it's residing in. So what science knows about viruses is kind of the tip of the iceberg. And one should consider that vaccines are injectable drugs with hitchhiker pathogens inside. Mm-hmm. So think about that the next time you're considering getting any kind of vaccine. It's scary out there. I think they've learned to manufacture vaccines quickly, but without a whole lot of safety testing. I think they've learned to genetically alter pathogens through gene editing, CRISPR, you know, mechanisms. But I don't think they know exactly what they're editing, really. I think it's all just, let's wait and see what happens. But at what cost? Right, Frank? At what cost? Yep. Yeah, it's vaccine. Okay, so what you're saying is Frank's saying it's not a vaccine, and that's the point. Yeah, because vaccines are supposed to protect you, and that's not what's happening. I understand, Frank. Well, vaccines were not vehicles designed to do what the public thinks they're designed to do. You know, there's this underlying reason they're there, but people don't want to believe it. We got a few minutes, so let's talk about some vaccine studies. So more information is coming out. Residual side effects from vaccines and childhood vaccines too. And you want to keep in mind, big push now for a big vaccine environment. They want to take your therapeutics and turn them into serums, UTI serum, heart attack, or cardiovascular serums, you know, your blood thinners and so forth. So research in Germany and in New Zealand showed that they had some interesting findings on some common health conditions that are more prevalent in the vaccinated people than the unvaccinated. So looking at the United States statistics, the National Vaccine Information Center has compiled some detailed studies around the world on health effects from vaccines. In the United States alone, in the report on vaccinated children, are at risk of developing the following health problems if you're vaccinated. 1 in 45 will develop autism. 1 in 6 will have learning disabilities. 1 in 9 will have asthma. 1 in 10 will have attention deficit disorder. 1 in 12 has depression or other behavioral disorders. And 1 in 400 will have diabetes, chronic inflammatory disorders, immune system malfunction, and skin and brain disorders. So they know that vaccines put you at risk here. So that's, I guess, the cost of herd immunity, and if herd immunity is real, I don't believe it is. So according to the Health Impact News, the CDC admits that it has never conducted research or on the health of the vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children. So they never even asked that question, the CDC. However, other countries are doing these studies, they said. So they're comparing vaccinated to unvaccinated individuals. What's the difference? So the German study, this is KIG's health study. They assessed information they collected from 2003 to 2006 on children and adolescents and compared their health conditions in these two groups, vaccinated and not vaccinated. And what they reported is that those who are vaccinated are at a greater risk of developing the following health conditions. Diabetes by about 20%, autism by almost 2%, thyroid disease by almost 2%, migraine headaches over 2%, epilepsy and seizures over 3%, scoliosis over 5%, autoimmune disorders 7%, hyperactivity almost 8%, hay fever 11%, ear infections, otitis media is what they call it, 11%, neurodermatitis like brain inflammation, encephalitis, almost 14%, herpes, over 12%, sinusitis, 15%, asthma and chronic bronchitis, 18%, and allergies, almost 23%. Ooh. So the large and long-term Salzberger study actually looked at children from 15,000 mothers from 1990 to 1996. They followed them after they were given childhood vaccines, the DPT and the others, the whooping cough, you know how it goes. And they found the death rate of the vaccinated children was double compared to unvaccinated children. So vaccinated children had a risk of death of almost 11%, unvaccinated children of about 4.7%. So according to Philip Incaro, MD, Dr. Caro says, in my medical career, I've treated vaccinated and unvaccinated children, and the unvaccinated children are far healthier than the vaccinated ones. And then there was a New Zealand study. This is a study in 1992 showed that the vaccinated children are more prone to chronic inflammatory type diseases and behavioral problems than the unvaccinated. This was a study that involved 254 children in which 133 were vaccinated, 121 were unvaccinated. So the vaccinated had higher rates of asthma, eczema and allergic rashes, chronic ear infections, recurrent tonsillitis, shortness of breath and sudden infant death syndrome, and hyperactivity. Now, the Hong Kong study also had some impact. Health Impact News reported researchers in Hong Kong, they looked at the differences between children ages 6 to 15 vaccinated with the flu shot and those that didn't get it, and the placebo group, they gave them a test group. They didn't get the flu shot. They got a placebo. So what researchers found was that it is unethical to avoid doing such studies in order to protect the population. So the report said that after they followed the test subjects for 9 months, those that were vaccinated with the flu shot suffered 5.5 times more respiratory infections than those who didn't get the flu shot. And their report also states that the influenza vaccine encourages people to contract similar types of respiratory diseases or different strains of influenza. It's like a flu magnet, if you will. So the report did get published in the November 2016 Clinical Infectious Disease Journal. And many physicians are advising parents not to give their children the flu shot due to the double blind placebo-controlled clinical trial in which the trivalent flu vaccine was used and the placebo was an injection of saline solution. So why is a saline placebo important? Other research trials use what are referred to as active placebos, which is a syringe filled with substances or ingredients also that are used in the vaccine, but this detail is not listed in the reports usually. So that tends to skew the trial results in favor of the vaccine when they do that. They should be using saline solution, not ingredients from the serum. Here is a quote from the Hong Kong study. They said, with regards to the effectiveness of flu vaccine giving us protection against influenza, there was no statistically significant difference in the risk of confirmed seasonal influenza infection between recipients of the trivalent influenza inactivated vaccine or placebo. No difference. It didn't protect you at all, is what they're saying. Another conclusion from the study was that the flu vaccines may very well damage the natural immune system response mechanism to prevent illness. They say influenza vaccines provide no benefit. Influenza vaccines cause a significant increase in the number of respiratory illnesses. Influenza vaccines and possibly other vaccines harm the natural cell-mediated immune response, resulting in an increase in infectious disease incidence. So they're undermining the immune system, the natural guard everybody has from Almighty God. See? So there was an article also in Live Science, and they reported that parents who are exposed to alternative treatments tend to skip the flu shot each year. Researchers at Pennsylvania State University published their review that showed that children who are treated with alternative therapies have parents that do not seek the flu shot for their kids. They also learned that more complementary physicians are not recommending flu shots and often other vaccines to their patients. So the researchers are saying that much of the information from the National Health Survey that's conducted by the CDC may be misleading. They are trying to assess why more people are not getting the flu vaccines. Well, because they think they don't work, and they get the flu when they get them. So what they are learning is that people are migrating to alternative therapies instead of doing the flu shots, and they're coming out better. So their report is saying that people are answering the survey. 8% of the children that received herbal supplements instead, 7 got chiropractic manipulation treatment, 5 got mind-body therapies like yoga, and 4% got acupuncture. So they conclude, hey, children who are exposed to the alternative therapies are more likely to not get flu shots and are more likely to do much better. So the study did not adequately compare the health of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated like the Hong Kong researchers did, but the CDC did conclude from this data that the medical doctors need to ask their patients if they engage in alternative therapies and to pursue them in order for them to receive the flu vaccine instead. So they're getting pressure to convince patients, pursue them, you know. So if you haven't been to the doctor's office lately and you haven't been persuaded, get ready. So it's kind of obvious out there, you know, people are starting to educate themselves a little bit. Yeah. Vaccine issues, they're seeking safer, more effective alternatives. And with this COVID thing, it's an experimental vaccine. It's so experimental that it voids your life insurance policy if you get it. Some people haven't heard that one yet. Yeah. See, in your life insurance contract, it says if you engage in an experimental treatment, it null and voids your policy. There's no death benefit should you die. Uh-oh. People kind of, you know, counting on that death benefit, pay bills, bury somebody. Well, it ain't going to happen if you get the COVID vaccine because it's considered experimental. There's not been any testing. You're the test. You know? So if you have the right alternative tools, actually you can get over the flu in just 2 days. That's what I do if I get the flu bug or any of my families get the flu bug. See, what you want to do is your immune system has some natural defenses, but you don't want to shut them off. And one of them is a fever. So a lot of people are scared to death of fevers. Doctors tell them you don't want to get it high. You want to lower it. You could get seizures. Febrile seizures are kind of rare. They rarely happen in children. They typically happen from a head injury or getting a vaccine. So your fever is a natural mechanism, but the secret to a fever is keep drinking fluids. So the fever, the higher the fever, the more antibodies are floating in the blood system to destroy the infection. So if you take a Tylenol or aspirin and you lower the fever, well, you just cut that immune system off. You're going to be sicker longer. So, yeah, you're going to be sick with the flu 5 to 7 days when you do that. Who wants to be sick longer? Not me. So what you do is you work with the fever. So you keep the fever wet. You keep hydrating. Do not drink any caffeinated beverages. It dehydrates you. You know, juice, herbal teas, chicken broth. You know, I like to throw some garlic and cayenne in my chicken broth if I have the flu. Because you're not really hungry. But you're hungry, but you're not really hungry. So get a little chicken broth and throw some garlic and cayenne in that. And you're amazed. The cayenne will perk you up when you're feeling lousy with the flu. And for the aches and pains, what I do is take several warm baths per day. It lifts that achiness. And also I use my medicinal herbs to shorten the duration of illness. A lot of immune support herbs. If you're interested in learning how you can get over the flu in 2 days, God says, I have it for you. It's right here. I talk about it in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. If you want to know where it is, it's Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104, 14, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, and Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. So all the way through the Bible, it's right there under our noses. God has promised us health and relief using his medicinal herbs. And if herbs weren't so great, why did drug companies make their drugs out of them initially before they made synthetics? Yeah, there's a question. But see, they can't patent what God made, scientifically perfect, balanced chemistry, so they had to change it somehow to make a drug. But then you have side effects when that happens. So go with the natural medicine God put here for you. You don't have to worry about the side effects. It's not going to be expensive. You don't need an insurance copay card. You don't need any of that. You just need to go get some herbs. And I know where to go get them. It's Apothecary Herbs. Give a call. Get their free catalog. It's amazing. You'll be empowered. Toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. And if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Don't forget their sale, 25% off. Details on the homepage. Use their coupon code SPRING21 for 25% off orders of $50 or more. But you want to hurry because the sale ends April 4th. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.